reasons behind the prolongation of the Bahraini revolution. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to the third and final episode of our mini-series Reasons Behind the Prolongation of the Bahraini Revolution. For a revolution to emerge victorious, there needs to be leadership, proper leadership who would be able to activate the existing discontent in the community to advance the revolution. The Bahraini uprising is the only Islamic awakening and revolution which is headed by a single leader, that being Sheikh Isa Qasim. All of the Bahraini opposition groups, from Al-Wafaq to the February 14th Revolutionary Youth Coalition, approve of Sheikh Isa Qasim's leadership. Sheikh Isa Qasim intends to avoid any attribution to a particular political party or current, setting the stage for the gathering of all groups and currents so that the revolutionary current would attain its ultimate goal. Upon the establishment of Bahrain's Ulama Coalition or Religious Leadership Coalition, which has gathered the major ulama or religious scholars of Bahrain under a single umbrella, he has highly contributed to narrowing the gap between the views and thoughts of Bahraini religious scholars, each of which lead a part of Bahrain's community. Nonetheless, the leadership of Sheikh Isa Qasim in Bahrain faces a number of hurdles. Some of the opponents are affiliated to Bahraini government, and with the guidance of the Al Khalifa regime, try to obstruct Sheikh Isa Qasim's efforts to narrow the gap between the stance adopted by various Bahraini opposition groups. This is especially the case given that the Bahraini community is not uniform in its views. The Bahraini Shias comply with a number of sources of emulation who reside in Qom, in Najaf in Iraq, and in a number of other cities. Meanwhile, although Sheikh Isa Qasim is prominent cleric, he is not a source of emulation, which has partly undermined his influence over the Bahraini community. The people of Bahrain highly respect him, but he doesn't hold the status of a source of emulation like the sources of emulation in the Islamic Republic of Iran or in Iraq. Thus, the compliance of the revolutionaries with his leadership is not in the form of a religious and legitimate duty. Under these conditions, the support of sources of emulation for Sheikh Isa Qasim is of paramount importance in advancement of the Bahraini people's revolution. Restrictions, including advanced age of Sheikh Isa Qasim, is also somewhat considered a drawback to his leadership of the Bahraini people. The Bahraini regime has also attributed him to Iran in order to somehow undermine his status within the community. Therefore, the status quo in Bahrain cannot be considered to be fully related to the type of leadership of the Bahraini uprising, and in fact, other factors play an important role in formation of current conditions in Bahrain. The Bahraini government is itself very fragile and vulnerable. It doesn't have the support of the vast majority of the people of Bahrain. Upon the continuation of the popular uprising in Bahrain, the rift between the Bahraini community and the government of Bahrain, led by the Al Khalifa monarchs, can no longer be contained. Thus, if the Bahraini revolution is managed by domestic players, a change in politics and government of Bahrain is inevitable. However, the prolongation of the Bahraini uprising and absence of any fundamental change in status quo in Bahrain goes to show the role played by foreigners and foreign elements in the Bahrain political scene. Hence, the result of rivalry amongst players will determine the outcome of the Bahraini people's uprising. A number of regional and trans-regional players are involved in the Bahraini revolution. Islamic Republic of Iran, Saudi Arabia, the United States are some of the players that influence the Bahraini revolution. Regional competition between Iran and the Saudi regime have existed for a long time. However, tensions emerge whenever a development or crisis emerges which both countries are sensitive towards. Bahraini regime has long maintained wide political, economic and military relations with Saudi Arabia, and is very well supported by the regime in Riyadh. The Bahraini crisis has taken place amid the emergence of new conditions in the Middle East, which in the view of Saudi officials could lead to changes in Saudi Arabia's neighbours. And one of them, of course, is Bahrain. In the view of the Al Saud regime, any empowerment of Shias in Bahrain would bolster Iran's influence in the region, something which the Al Saud regime doesn't want. Hence, Saudi officials have always urged the suppression of the popular protests in Bahrain. The Saudis have even sent in military forces to neighbouring Bahrain to put down the uprising of the Bahraini people. Meanwhile, Iran's policy on Bahrain is rooted in a series of influential elements such as religious teachings, historical outlook, and the traditional idealism of Iranians towards allies and enemies. And meanwhile, the interconnectivity of these factors has made it a highly difficult task to weigh each one of these factors. Moreover, throughout the course of history, Iran has ruled Bahrain and has religious commonalities with the overwhelming majority of the people of Bahrain. Given these facts, despite the restrictions that impede Iran's active presence and developments in Bahrain, Tehran, amid the crisis in Bahrain, has always made use of mostly soft means and approaches to support opposition groups and to halt the suppression, the suppressive and heavy-handed policies of the Bahraini regime and the meddlesome policies of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in Bahrain. Under these conditions, Iran has made use of political and diplomatic pressure and presentation of a letter to United Nations chief and consultation with international bodies, such organizations as Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, in order to consult on the current situation in Bahrain. Amongst trans-regional powers, the United States of America is the main influential player in developments in Bahrain. The US Navy's Fifth Fleet, of course, is based in Bahrain, and that makes it extremely important that Bahrain is stable as far as Washington is concerned. Washington is concerned over the rising influence of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Persian Gulf region. However, Washington doesn't apply the unilateral approach of Riyadh, which is widely seen as suppressing the revolution and uprising of the Bahraini people. Ultimately, the United States also calls for continuation of the existing power structure in Bahrain and is against any changes in the way Bahrain is run. The US supports the Bahraini government, the Al Khalifa regime, to an extent that it would not harm the balance between the Bahraini government and opposition groups, and is after avenues for changing the dialogue in the popular uprising of Bahrain and Islamic awakening to liberal democracy. Hence, it wants to establish interaction with revolutionary leaders in Bahrain. The European Union is another trans-regional player which influences events in Bahrain. In fact, European states believe that their strategic interests in the Persian Gulf region are fulfilled as a result of their solid relations with the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council Arab member states. Meanwhile, the role of international organizations in developments in Bahrain has been neutral or even negative. For instance, the UN Security Council has remained silent with regards to much of the developments and protests in Bahrain, which have been going on now since early 2011, for 5 years now. But the United Nations has largely kept silent with regards to the violent way, the heavy-handed way in which the Bahraini people have been suppressed by the security forces, the Al Khalifa regime in Bahrain. The Bahraini revolution has its parameters needed for formation of a nationwide revolution, such as the discontent of the majority of the Bahraini people, the all-encompassing participation of people in the Bahraini protests, in protests in Bahrain, the continuation of the protests for 5 years now, and of course the existence of a wise leader such as Sheikh Isa Qassem and Sheikh Ali Salman, the imprisoned Secretary General of Bahrain's main opposition political party, Al-Wafaq. However, a number of structural and executive challenges have meant that the Bahraini people's revolution has been prolonged now for 5 years. Given the role played by domestic, regional, international players in Bahrain, it remains to be seen what will happen in Bahrain in the coming months and years. Well, dear listeners, we've come to the end of this three-part mini-series. Thanks for accompanying us.